It's time for our Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Addison High School Track and Field, no stranger to Inside the Cave, Molly Brown. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Well, another Athlete of the Week this week, and you have certainly earned the honor. Last week at the East Jackson Dome Classic, you were first in the long jump, 100-meter, the 100-meter hurdles, and the 300-meter hurdles. Sounds like you like the hurdles.
I do like the hurdles.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about that meet.
It was my first time, like, coming back from long jump. It was my second meet back. I've been kind of not long jumping this year because of an injury, but so it was nice to come back in long jump, and then it was our first meet with prelims, too, so I knew that by the time the 300 hurdles came, my legs would be a little tired, so I'm pretty happy with how I did that meet with the two extra races because of the prelims, so yeah.
Well, Molly, of all the things that you do, which you're outstanding at a number of them, what's your favorite event? I mean, is there just one that is your go-to?
I really like both the hurdles, but I'm about to say the 100 hurdles because it doesn't hurt as bad as the 300 hurdles.
Well, what do you have left now? I mean, we're getting down to, I would guess, getting close to regionals and then qualifying for the states. What's your schedule like now the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, so we have the conference meet tomorrow, and then next week we have regionals, and then I think state is 2 weeks after regionals. So that's pretty much it, just preparing for the championship meets.
And now, how is your team doing, your entire team doing? Are you having some team success as well as individual success?
Yeah, we have a really small team, but we've seen a lot of improvement from everybody. And we actually got second as a team at the Dome Classic, so that was really good for us.
Now, when you say the Dome Classic, is that at Jackson Community College?
It's at the East Jackson.
Oh, it's at East Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where, now where will the conference meet be at?
The conference meet is also at East Jackson.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're going back there again where you've had some success.
Yeah.
Well, what's in the future for Molly Brown?
I'm going to Austin Peay State University and be running track.
Well, you're going to be going a little bit away from home.
Yeah.
What will you do there? What event will you be pretty specific and not do several events, or will you do some things?
It's kind of up in the air right now. I was recruited as a hurdler, but in the indoor season, did the pentathlon a little bit, which is like a grouping of 5 events. And so I don't know. My coach saw that I did the pentathlon, and she thought I did a pretty good job. So that might see me do that in college a little bit. I might be in a relay here and there. I don't really know yet.
Well, tell us a little bit about your coaches that are working with you. Tell us a little bit about, I don't know if you have a specific coach that works with you in the hurdles, but tell us a little bit about your coaches and the influence they've had on you.
My hurdle coach is my dad. He's not really like on staff, I would say, but he's a volunteer assistant, and he's taught me probably about everything I know about hurdling. I've had a few other coaches here and there from like travel teams, but it's mainly been my dad, and that's always cool because my dad and I, you know, have a good relationship, and he can tell me, like, he can really tell me when, what I need to do and what I need to fix. And I can talk to him about what I think I need to do as well. And it's just, it's really nice to have my dad be my coach.
What are some of the things that your dad tells you that you need to fix?
It's starting to get, as I've gotten older, less things about form. It's starting to get more about, like, I need to hit my splits better, or I need to work on being faster in between the hurdles. So it's less of, like, form work, and it's more like, we need to do this, like bungee runs or something out of my block to help me get better with the things that I need to work on.
Now, you're a multiple-sport athlete, we know, and what other sports do you play?
I play volleyball, and I did bowling this year, and I used to play basketball.
Okay. Volleyball, I know we're going to be talking about the All-Star game coming up. Are you going to be involved in that?
I really wanted to be, but they put it on the same day as our conference track meet, and I can't miss the conference meet, so I can't do it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Hey,
yeah.
Now, Molly, just a quick question. I know they didn't end up offering girls basketball this past year. Did you bowl previously, or did you decide to bowl with no basketball?
So I stopped playing basketball after my sophomore year. I went out for a week of my junior year, and then I just decided I wasn't having a lot of fun anymore, and I wanted to go run indoor track. So I stopped playing, and we did have a team my junior year. And then this year, I was never going to go out for the team, and they just ended up not having one. And I know the bowling coach at my school because he coached at the volleyball club I played for. And he came to me and he was like, hey, we need one more person to have a team. And I was like, okay, like, I'll do it if you need it. So,
well, did you enjoy that? And I'm just going to guess that you got better and better as the season went on.
I mean, I've kind of bowled before. My dad bowled in a league and would kind of start taking Spencer and I, like my brother and I, along. So I've been bowling, and then with practice every day, I got better, and yeah.
Well, we know that you couldn't be in studio with us today, and because you're going to be on a field trip. So tell us about where you're going to be going on the field trip.
It's my athlete leadership group at school. We're going to a trampoline park just to have fun, basically, as like a reward, I guess, for the service we've done this year throughout the school.
Well, Molly, whatever you do, be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
You've probably
already been warned by numerous people that the trampoline thing isn't the best thing for a hurdler. You just and you can get, I know, in those places you can bounce sideways, forward. Just stay on the tramp, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you obviously, if you qualify for a state, which I'm sure you probably have, what events would you run compete in?
I'm definitely doing both hurdles and the 100. My fourth event is kind of up in the air. I'm early qualified in the 200 and in the long jump, and I could always qualify in another event at regionals. So I don't really know what I'm going to do with that fourth event yet. I'm leaning against the 200 just because I really, really don't want to do the back-to-back-to-back prelims again, because that's just, it's not fun, and then I'm tired when the 300 hurdles rolls around. So I'm leaning against the 200, probably leaning toward long jump, but, you know, I don't really know what my coach has in mind. I could get put in a relay and try to help really qualify, but yeah, we'll see about the fourth event.
All right. Well, we are about out of time here on Inside the Cave and our Athlete of the Week. And Molly, we certainly want to thank you for being on with us the last few years. I know you've been the Athlete of the Week a few times, and we want to wish you the best of luck in your college career and in everything you do. What type of academics are you going to be majoring in?
I'm going to major in sports communication.
Oh, that's right up your alley then.
Yep.
Well, Molly, again, thank you and congratulations on being our Lunaway Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. The LISD, high quality education for students in Lunaway County. And Molly, we do have a certificate for you. We'll get that up to you along with a cave towel and a cave sticker. And again, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Molly Brown from Addison High School Track and Field, our Athlete of the Week this week. And she's going to do well, I think, wherever she goes.
Yep, Austin Peay University in Tennessee. So she's going to be heading south where the weather's a little more conducive to outdoor sports. So good for her. And, yep, boy, she's been one of the best athletes in Lenawee County the last two or three years.
Absolutely.